Bricker rings the bell to start the third. It's 28-21 Warsaw, 30 seconds in.
Well, Bricker's last two threes, the ball's bounced around to different areas of the floor, and Carroll just completely loses him in the scrums, and they kick it out and find him for three.
Lobbing back door. Warsaw read it well, tipped it out of bounds. Jaeger saw that coming. Sinish trying for the alley-loop lob that got Carroll their first basket of the game. This time the Tigers weren't having any of it.
Well, much better on the backside instead of coming out and Luke chasing his guy. He stayed back, and Jackson Gould was there as well.
Hauser on the inbounds, all the way into the backcourt to Sampson. Sampson one-on-one against Bricker. Now he'll skip it out to the far side to Sinish. Out top Sampson, back to Sinish. Open for three, no good. All Tigers on the rebound. As soon as that shot went up, all the Carroll guys went running the other way. Bricker's going to bring it across the line. Through the center circle, angles right, bounces to Jackson Gould, back to Bricker, out to Carson Gould. Now Carson will drift to the right, find Bricker on the wing, and we have an illegal screen called against the Tigers. Illegal screen called against Jaeger. That will be his first foul of the game, out of bounds to the Chargers. Potter in for Jaeger.
That happens because the way this motion goes, Luke Bricker is moving before Luke Jaeger can get set, and Jaeger wasn't high enough on the floor to set a solid screen, and instead his leg was the one that got wrapped around the defender.
Peters hands back to Pardon. Jackson trying to get in, can't. Flipped it off to Hauser. Hauser in the lane, shoots over Jackson Gould. He missed it. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Peters. It will belong to Warsaw. Martin got two hands on it. Peters came flying up the baseline and knocked it out of bounds in the corner. At Warsaw with a 7-point lead, a minute and a half into quarter three with the ball coming to the near end. Potter, near side to Jackson Gould. Out to Bricker off a screen, back to Jackson. Jackson cuts down the lane all the way in, blocked to the corner. Carson Gould here in the corner against Hauser. Baseline to Jackson. He'll fake, he'll fire, he's fouled. He got Sinish up in the air again. Two fouls for him. Twice he got caught way up in the air.
And I don't know how many times I've talked to my son about that exact play where a pump fake once might not get your guy elevated, but the second pump fake, your guy will leave his feet, but then you have to actually go through him. You can't try to separate from him at that point because you have to take advantage of him being airborne.
Jackson Gould grabbed his shoulder as he went to the free throw line, rubbing it, wincing, made the free throw. 29-21, Gould with seven. He shoots for eight. It's up. It's no good. And the rebound, oh, it's almost knocked out of bounds. Sinish ran into the back of his own guy and almost knocked it off the end line. Tigers by eight, Carroll the ball. High pick and roll inside Peters. Put up a wild shot, no good. Oh, and a foul is called against the Tigers. And that's a bad call. The official with no angle called it, and there was clearly no contact.
No, and it was almost a bailout call, too, because there was no chance that Peters was going to be able to actually take a shot at the basket that had any chance of going in, and they bailed him out there.
Peters' free throw is in. His first point of the game, he doesn't score a lot. He averages about three a game. 29-22 Tigers. One more coming for the junior. Again, they don't have heights listed. And Peters makes them both. 29-23, and a whistle, and Luke Jaeger was at the scores table waiting patiently to be let in.
Luke's just too quiet, man. If that was me at the substitution table, I'd be letting everybody know it's time for me to come in and play.
You know, Abby Sander for the girls' team last year, I asked her, what makes you mad? And I'm kind of tempted during this offseason to find Luke Jaeger and just say, what makes you mad, man? Because we need him to somebody put a spur in his side, get him going. Jaeger out on the right to the baseline for Martin. Out top, Jackson Gould. Gould off his screen for Bricker. Shoots a 25-footer. Missed it. Jaeger back taps it out to Carson Gould. He flips to Bricker. Bricker with a head fake on Pardon. Now back to Jackson Gould. Jackson Gould drives the free throw line. Spins down the lane. Fakes. Falls. Fires. Short. Rebound grab by Sampson. Sampson racing up the middle of the floor. Gets in the lane, kicks it out left. Three on the way by Hauser, is short. Rebound tipped by Jackson Golden, grabbed by Bricker for the Tigers. 29-23 Warsaw, 5:10 left to play, third quarter.
That's about the third time Jackson Gould's had to rebound with one arm and still able to tip it to somebody that can corral it.
Off a screen, Martin, left side three-pointer, good. We haven't seen him take very many three-pointers, let alone make them lately. It's a 9-point Warsaw lead, 32-23.
Well, and great flare screen there by Jaeger, who was able to free up Martin. Nice to see Jackson recognize that and get him the ball quickly.
High pick and roll. They go to the corner and said to Sampson. Works his way to the block and throws it back out to Pardon. He'll lean into Carson Gould, shoot an air ball. Peters, though, the rebound. Out to Sampson for three. No good. Rebound tipped, grabbed by Sinish. Back up. He couldn't get it to go. They got three chances and no points. And Martin's got the rebound. Warsaw's got to break out if they hurry. Carson runs into Sampson midcourt. Bricker left side. Down in tight for Jaeger. He had it blocked by Hauser. And it's saved in by Peters. Holy cow. In transition, Hauser the other way. Drives in the lane, kicks it back to Sinish. Now to Sampson, left of the key, beyond the arc. Fakes the three, throws it out for Pardon. Now whips a pass across. Hauser open for three on that side. In and out. And the rebound bounces around. Nobody went to get it. And the rebound's grabbed by Jaeger. Carson Gould ahead to Jackson Gould. 3:53 left to play. Third quarter. Warsaw leads Carroll 32-23. Martin picks up his dribble. Cross-court pass. Hit the referee, went out of bounds, belongs to Carroll. That's a panic pass.
And what happens is these guys are on one side of the floor, and as soon as their first option isn't open with the cutter coming through right there, Jackson releases and goes to the baseline. Brandt picks up his dribble as opposed to taking his dribble and backing out an extra couple steps and giving him a better angle at passing to anywhere. But we're just dribbling too much, and we're picking up our dribble right away.
Sampson holding off on the right. Picks up his dribble against Bricker. Lobs it out for Pardon. Drives the left side of the lane. Off-balance shot. Goes in. Oh, they're going to count the basket. Hold on. Are you serious? Yes. Score the field goal. Matt Moore comes hopping off the bench. He can't believe it. I can't believe it either. It was a foul for sure. Trey Davis with his second. But the contact came way. He dribbled after that.
Yeah, and this crew's done a pretty good job, but that call right there, there was no possible way he was in his gather to shoot, because when the contact happened, like you said, he took another step in a dribble before he finished, and I'm not even sure in the NBA, as much as they're trying to clean up a lot of their things, if they'd even count that.
Pardon with six, shooting for the three-point play. It's up and in. He's got 7 points. Pressure coming from the Chargers. Bricker gets it in near side, Jackson Gould, then back across. He lobs to Bricker, then back to Jackson, who will back his way across the line against Sampson. Now he'll take it off the top. They've got Draylen Truesdale back into the game. And Davis got run into by Sampson. Sampson was taking a chance that he could sneak out there and steal that ball coming off the screen, and he ran right into Trey. Carson Gould into the game for Martin with 3:13 left to go in the third quarter, and Warsaw leading by six.
Well, and Warsaw's got to be careful, because I think if Sampson made his decision a little bit earlier, he could have picked through there and gone and shot a layup. So Warsaw's got to be cognizant of him trying to shoot those dribbling lanes.
Jackson Gould hands off to Carson. Carson dribbled toward the middle, then off a Jaeger screen, picks up his dribble, bounces out to Bricker. Bricker in the near corner, Jackson Gould drives in the lane. Fakes, flip a no-look pass underneath to Trey Davis for two. In transition, Sampson quickly the other way. Right side to Pardon against Trey Davis. Back out to Sampson. Runs it down the lane. Ran into Luke Jaeger like a brick wall. Pardon out right of the key. Drives around Sampson. Leans into him. Shoots it. Missed it. And what are they going to call this time? Davis gets the foul. It's a non-shooting foul this time. Trey with his third. Martin right back into the game, and Bricker takes a break. Pardon is out, and Charlie Rudolph is in the game for Carroll. They lob in the lane. Peters blocked by Jaeger, but a whistle and a foul call. They tried the alley-loop lob in the lane. Jaeger blocked the attempt, but the foul is on Jaeger, and that is his second. Free throw's coming up for Peters.
I wasn't watching closely over to that side of the lane, but I'm not sure why we're following guys on out-of-bounds plays when Luke should be planted and then he should cut him off before that, because there's no reason to chase him around screens. He's not going to go out and shoot.
Peters makes the first. Bricker in for Davis for the Tigers. Sampson is out. And Hauser is back in as Peters shoots again. And made them both. He's 4 out of 4 for his only points of the game. He's made it 34-28, Warsaw, with 2:35 left to go in our third quarter here at the Tiger Den. Carson Gould spins his way in on Truesdale. Back to the right, Bricker for three. Tip by Jaeger, grabbed by Carson Gould. Behind the back pass, Jaeger put it up, blocked, foul call. What a pass by Carson Gould. We haven't seen him with Razzle Dazzle this season.
Well, and his the vision that he has on the court, he's the one that knows Luke's going to be there, and he knows that if he tries to throw it with a forward motion, he's not going to get it there. So he throws it behind the back as number four, Rudolph, just gives him knuckles saying, nice pass, which you'd love to see. But Luke's, if we can get Luke just to get a little bit stronger and go after that contact, that way he creates space to finish that shot, that would have finished with an and one.
Jaeger made the first free throw. It's a seven-point game. Jaeger's got six. He can make it an eight-point game. He missed the second free throw. Truesdale the rebound for Carroll. Outlets to midcourt to Hauser. Hauser runs into Jackson Gould, back to Truesdale. Jab step, then another. Across the top of the lane for Pardon. Jackson spins in the lane on Carson Gould, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Carson with his second. And again, the only thing I don't like about this, and this has nothing to do with the officiating, every time Carroll drives to the basket, there ends up a Warsaw foul.
Yeah, Warsaw's trying to play man-to-man with the physicality.
Peters wide open on the inbounds. Luke Jaeger, don't know what he was looking at, but he was not looking at the ball. They threw it right over his left shoulder to Peters for an eight-footer, and he makes it 35-30. 2 minutes left to play, third quarter here on the final night of the regular season at the Tiger Den. Jaeger out top, bad pass, taken away. Hauser the steal, takes it down and scores. How many times is that? Four? But the Tigers have had a pass picked off and taken in. The one time they got away with because Sampson missed the layup. It's a three-point game. Carson Gould, right sideline to Bricker. Bricker, one dribble. Now down to the corner, Jackson Gould, down to the block for Jaeger. Backs in on Peters and puts it off the glass and in. Jaeger with eight. Warsaw back up by five. Quick pass down the court. Truesdale in the corner. Back out the wing for Rudolph. Now Hauser down the side of the lane. Reverse layup is good. Cannon Hauser with a spectacular move. Going from left to right to make it 37-34 with 1:10 left to play in the half. Carson Gould hands off to Martin. Martin guarded loosely by Hauser. Now to Carson Gould near sideline. Carson still holding. Count starts. He'll dribble all the way out. Lob it to the area above the three-point arc, straight out to Jaeger. Pass inside, bad pass, out of bounds to Carroll. He anticipated Jackson being open, and he wasn't open. He was all tied up.
Yeah, and then there was a secondary defender that came in too, so it was going to be a really tough pass. I think when Luke was standing there, he almost got in his mind that he had a five-second count when nobody was close to him, and he could have taken his time, even taken a dribble if he needed to. And that's just something that he's going to get more comfortable with from that area because he could be a really good passer, especially if he can knock down shots from three by the end of this year and into next year.
34 seconds left to play. Clock running down. Carroll with the ball. They are in a full four-corner mode. Down by three, and they have the possession arrow here. So Ryan Abbott playing the two-for-one game. Hauser pounding the dribble out on the near sideline at the far end. Jackson Gould completely turned around. Hauser started in. Now he's going to go to the basket. A chew over Potter and score. Hauser with three straight baskets. He's got eight. Jackson Gould the other way. 3 seconds, two. Ball knocked away and stolen. Parted races down, puts it up at the buzzer, and missed it. What a disaster the last 60 seconds of this quarter was for the home team. Warsaw lucky to be ahead after three. 37-36. Warsaw by one. Carroll ball to start the fourth when we come back after this on News Now Warsaw.